You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is a pretty good article. Battle Red Blog. 100 Unanswered Questions from the Bill O'Brien Era, Part 1. And he just starts throwing questions out there that, you know, actually, we're not certain about a lot of these things. We're not certain about a lot of the things. Whose idea was it to sign Brock Osweiler and make him franchise quarterback? Remember that? Bill O'Brien hadn't even talked to him, right?
Yeah. Bill O'Brien had not even, they had not met face to face.
Why was Whitney Mercilus re-signed so many times when he clearly did not fit the defensive scheme once Jadeveon Clowney came around?
So, you know, it was out there that was not a Bill O'Brien move.
Whitney Mercilus signing
was the Brock move.
Oh, the Brock Osweiler. Yeah. Because he said he hadn't even talked to him. Mm-hmm. Right? What were the two scenes from HBO's Hard Knocks that you cut out? What was the reason we kept Jeff Allen and Xavier Suofilo around so long? They were so miserable in all aspects of football. Between Dante Foreman and Tyler Irvin, why weren't either given a true chance to start after their injuries?
Who asked that?
It's 100 questions for Bill O'Brien. It's on Battle Red Blog.
Oh, I can answer some of them. Dante Foreman was not well-liked in a building.
No.
They had a work ethic issue.
No.
Tyler Irvin, they knew stunk, and he was a fumbler.
Why was Alfred Blue our starting running back in 2015?
Reliable, tough, dependable.
What was the line for cutting DJ Swearinger?
What do you mean?
What line did he cross that you just said we can't have him run anymore? A second rounder.
Wouldn't play special teams. Said, cussed him out about being asked to play special teams. I'm giving you real answers. Yeah. These are real answers.
What was the true reason Brian Gain was fired? What was the final straw?
Jack Easterby saw a vacuum in power, and they both made a move.
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Man, it was not just Jack. I mean, it was Bill, too. They saw an opportunity.
Who really is Jack Easterby, and how much manipulation has transpired through his Rasputin techniques?
It's not my job to do that.
Yeah, well.
You'll find out.
Can you name a worse GM in history than yourself? Who really calls the shots in the Houston Texans organization?
Puka.
No.
I think Nick does. Who? Now. I think Nick Caserio does now. It's not the owner.
What about the owner's? What about the owner's wife?
Oh, that's. I think she has been. I think she has helped. I don't think she sits passively by.
She was in that prayer circle.
I don't think she's an active participant. But I think Jack Easterby partly has his position of power. I think partly because Hannah likes him. From what I've heard, he was instrumental in helping them through some hard times.
You know, I don't like judging people from afar. But I will do it.
Sure.
If you from don't what you, we from what
don't
we
you like it a little
don't
Dale?
You do you are you
on,
though
it depends on who they are. If you, I don't know Jack Easterby, but just from afar, if you like him, you got to be one of the corniest people on the face of the earth. What's so likable about him? He's a bad joke teller. He does the one fish, two fish. He does the crip walk thing. How likable could he actually be? You know that man's corny. You know he's corny.
But he's a people person.
Is he?
Is he, though? Are you, though?
The people in the building who got fired think he's a people person?
No. The people in the building think he's a snake.
If you like him.
Well, the ones that got fired.
Look, I think it's a character flaw if you like him.
You know.
From the things I've seen from the outside looking in.
Well, and from all, you know, even before when he was at. Kansas State. When he was at Kansas State, and when a player walked in the room or a coach of import, he would just, after talking to you like you were the most important person, you weren't even there anymore.
This is all things I can only glean from reports and just actions and things you guys will talk about. But if this is someone you like and want to have around, what's that say about you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Jack is a feel-good type of guy. I think the problem is if he's in a position where he's only the rah-rah coach, that's what he is. He's the rah-rah inspirational guy. Yes, a lot of NFL people are going to find him to be very corny. A lot of NFL players
A lot of NFL people, everyone that we've talked to, don't trust him.
No, but I think not to make it too much about the Christian thing, but I think the Christian players, the ones he has a background with, when he, you know, they're like-minded in terms of they have a spiritual center, and it's based on, for example, the Bible or Christian values or whatever the case may be. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but Jack is going to lean heavily on that, and they're going to be attracted to him. They say he's a very positive, gives off very positive vibes. I think the problem is once you get past the role of his, once he's, it's the Peter principle. Once he is tasked with moving beyond what he's good at, which is the rah-rah, you know, I'll help you with this. What problems are you having in your life? Let's talk about it. Where he's a spiritual coach and partly a therapist and whatever the case may be. Once he gets into a position of too much power, then I think, ironically enough, becomes potentially a little too judgmental. I think he starts from what I can tell and from what I've heard in the background, he makes decisions on people's futures based on his own personal character scouting. And I don't think he gives people a chance to be different than him, to be honest with you, or to see things differently than him or to operate differently than him. You can be good at your job without being completely in line with the Jack Easterby pathway of what he thinks is success or what he thinks is good character or what he thinks is good work character, whatever the case may be. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. There can be you can have a diversity of opinions, but also the way that you go about things. You don't all have to have the same personality. Everything doesn't have to be Mr. Rogers type stuff. You can have people with a little edge who do a good job, you just don't get along as well.
Apparently, you're not paying attention. No, you can't. Not around here.
Here's a good question. Truly, honestly, and literally, who approved the Hopkins trade from a management perspective? We know you have zero ability to evaluate talent and execute a trade because you are a coach and not a general manager. But who else had the ability to veto this trade and didn't? That is a great... Because,
there's only one answer, right? Only the owner.
Only the owner. Unless he said, just do whatever you do. Unless he didn't even have to check in with Cal.
The owner is easily cajoled.
No, unless he didn't even have to check in with Cal.
Which is also possible.
Yes, it's possible.
Which it would be, I would say, unheard of on 31 teams.
Yes, but I bet Cal was just like, Bill, you got it. This is your team, Bill.
If you feel like that's best for us to be a good football team, then that's what I'm going to do.
Huh?
I give my stamp of, you just do what you feel, what you and Jack feel is best for this organization. I trust you, and so I will also go along with this, and my mom too. And then that's probably how it went down. Hey, I'm just letting you know, we're going to have to trade. There's some real problems with DeAndre Hopkins. We're having some real problems with him. He did this and this and... And we got a chance to get a really, really good running back in David Johnson. The guy's high character. He's a Texan. Your dad would be so proud of this guy if he had a chance to know him.
David Johnson's a great guy.
Is that your Jack?
That's a good Jack.
That's a good
Jack. I think you'll absolutely love him.
Yeah.
No, you and Hannah are going to love him. As soon as we get here, and that's only part of it.
We need to pick up the character.
But we're also going to get, wait for this. Wait till you find out who we're going to get also. We're also going to get a guy named Brandon Cooks. Wait until you see. Can I have you look at, do you have a Twitter?
Sounds like Uncle Drayton.
I know, I'm getting too Drayton-y. I want to get here, and then I want to be right here with it.
He's getting
Listen.
Too-
Well, I was hoping to
well
get back
Jack
into
plays
some
to his
kind of
audience,
sports.
So I could see him getting a southern drawl now when he talks to Cal.
He's Clemson, baby.
Yeah.
That man came up from the south.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Georgia Tech? He's a Georgia Tech. He's a Clemson. Yeah, man. Don't ask ACC. Jack Easterby's from ACC country. That's Dell's guy. That's ACC that's, Dell. And
oh,
ACC
yeah.
Jack.
Your guy, Dell. Congratulations.
He's from SEC country. He's not from ACC country.
ACC.
He went to South Carolina, right? Didn't he work there? That's an SEC guy.
Oh, yeah. He worked at South Carolina, not Kansas State, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Kansas State.
Yeah, he's
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry for I said that.
He was born in Columbia, South Carolina. That's an SEC guy.
Not really. It's really ACC. He probably was a Clemson fan.
No.
Yeah.
You don't. If you're born in, well,
that's your guy.
No, he's
just
not
take
my
him,
guy.
Admit it.
He's your. He works for your team. In fact, he's one of the head muckety mucks. He's your guy. Yes, accepted. He's.
Is there
a
worse? Is there a worse management team than Cal and Jack Easterby in all of business?
I don't know. I don't know if there are no quite. I don't quite know how to answer that. To be honest,
I do. No, the answer is no. All right, 713-780-3776. I want to tell you, I'm a Lafayette guy. I lived in Lafayette, loved Lafayette. There's so much to do. There's so much fun. It's the restaurants are unbelievable. And right now they got a thing going on called Eat Lafayette. This summer, a lot of restaurants are offering great deals to come in, something for everybody's taste buds. I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be Cajun. It's going to be Creole. It's going to be good. There are so many good restaurants. And there are so many good bars and nightclubs and live music 7 days a week in Lafayette. You could go on last night to wherever, and you're going to find live music. It's going to be so much. The new place, the Grouse Room, Blue Moon Saloon, Rockin' Bowl, just a few, just to name a few. You can go to the Acadian Culture Center in Lafayette. You can hear the stories of the origins of the Acadians. You can go you can get to St. Martinville and see the tree, the historic tree there. You can get to Tabasco Island and see how they make Tabasco, which is unbelievable. You can get to the bridge, which is only about 15 minutes away at the Atchafalaya Basin. You can swamp tour boat. You can rent a kayak. If you prefer to paddle, whatever the case may be, you can have fun. $85 is the average hotel room, which is very affordable. Just plan a weekend to Lafayette, Louisiana. Check it out at LafayetteTravel.com. That's LafayetteTravel.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I was just looking through, and I got a question for you. Best bargain. Best Astros bargain. I mean, this is exactly the opposite of the Houston Texans. It can't be more opposite. Look at all of this talent that they have that is so inexpensive. Okay? I'm going to run down the list, and you try and decide which one is the best bargain. Framber Valdez, $637,000. Kyle Tucker, $624,000. Jordan Alvarez, $609,000. Jose Urquidy, $604,000. Blake Taylor, $599,000. Miles Straw, $590,000. Christian Javier, $580,000. Luis Garcia, $580,000. Chaz McCormick, $570,000. Are you kidding me? You've got these contributors that are making huge, major contributions that are all under team control,
that's
pre-arbitration.
Why it's important to grow your own so you can afford to have a Verlander and a Greinke. You have to and a Bregman and an Altuve. You have to have cheap minor leaguers. That's all. And you have to have them where they can be good, too. You got to get good. They can't just be, look, Straw, that's not a...
But listen...
Okay, Straw, great.
None of those guys...
Framber?
None of those guys...
Jordan?
Except maybe Tucker, were considered huge. I mean, Framber really came out of nowhere.
But Jordan...
Urquidy.
Jordan was.
Jordan. Well, no, Jordan, you traded the Dodgers for nothing.
Dodgers traded the wrong Jordan. There was a whole article in the LA Times about it. They screwed the whole thing up. That was a whole screw up there. They got the wrong Jordan. They gave away the wrong Jordan. They had a second Jordan that wasn't that good, and the Astros got the good Jordan. Like, it was literally a...
Well, wow.
I just said...
No, you didn't. You said something, a bad word. I said, but you traded a Josh Fields for it. And regardless, he didn't come up in your organization. None of these guys were like a top 1, 2, 3 draft picks like McCullers and Correa that you knew that had you had to. All these grown. Guys were all wonderful. Here's what you did. You did wonderful scouting. You picked great players. You got them into your organization through South America or however you got them in here. You just did a great job. Now, I don't know that James Click can do that. I don't know. I do know that Tampa. He was in Tampa, and they did an unbelievable job, and they've done that same thing.
How many of the same guys are in the building? Like, how many went out with Luneau, and how many are still in the building who were part of that system?
I think everybody left Luneau. Everybody left Luneau. I mean, there was a mass exodus every year from Luneau, which was that was kind of a problem. But the point being that you're right. That is how you get. That's how you
have to.
Unless you're the Dodgers, who you're paying unbelievable money to, you know, at every position.
You can't get in that. If you're Houston, you can't turn into the Dodgers and Yankees. You just can't. You don't have that money, and it's not a very smart way to go about business. Because you see the Yankees. You know, the Yankees right now are not even playing. They're not even a good baseball team right now, and all they're doing is trying to buy. And for a while, they had started growing their own. And that's when they had a resurgence, when they started growing their own again and cutting out the big spending. But having Fromber and Yordan to me are your two biggest, followed closely by Tucker. Those are your biggest values.
Luis Garcia is pitching well enough to be an all-star.
He's pitching well. Yeah. He's pitching really well.
That's unbelievable. I mean, all of these guys, it's tremendous. And you know what? You got Tucker another year under team control.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys are coming up on arbitration. Fromber's going to make a boatload when he hits arbitration. There's no question. And that's next. That's this offseason. You're going to have to pay that man his money. He's going to go from $637,000 to, I don't know. In arbitration, I don't know what Fromber gets. You got, and oh, by the way, you have Fromber under an arbitration for 4 years. But arbitration now is paying money. Your payroll is, now you lose, and we keep saying, wow, you're going to lose Verlander and Greinke money. These guys are going to come due on arbitration, which is going to be expensive.
Yeah, you have to be able to look forward and what your price point is. That's why they're not going to just go bonkers with how much money they're going to throw around, because you got some heavy hitters coming up. I mean, Tucker's going to cost you, and it is arbitration, but Fromber's going to get a chunk in arbitration when he comes due. Let's face it, he's also 27 years old right now. He's either 26 or 27. So by the time he does get to contract status, we're going to be talking about Springer again, where you're like, although he's a pitcher and he's not a power pitcher.
You got 4 years of arbitration, so.
But I know. So, yeah. I mean, but the arbitration's going to go up, but at some point the Astros may say,
let's just sign
if
him.
If he keeps being one of the best pitchers, they're just going to sign
him. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's a smart thing to do, and get him longer than those, you know, after a couple of years of arbitration, you go, let's sign a 4 or 5 year deal. And as opposed to let him go into free agency after 2 more years. Okay, of the guys that are making money, Yuli, 6'5", McCullers, 7, Presley, 8'7", Odorizzi, 9, Carlos, 11'7", Brantley, 16, and Altuve's 29, so that's not the best value. But who?
I think Yuli.
Yuli's probably the best value, 6'5".
Yeah.
I mean, Carlos is great value at 11-7 too.
That's the only argument you have, is to me, is Carlos. Yeah. It's not McCullers right now. It's either Yuli or it's Carlos. But yeah, at 11 million, Carlos is a tremendous value. I mean, you could argue that Carlos with his defensive, his ability to
his WAR, he's the best value in baseball.
Yeah, and his defensive value is he's elite.
Yeah.
So you could argue.
They don't consider him. Baseball people, you look at every rating, he's not considered. He's like a top 6 or 7 defensive player.
Really?
I think because of range, probably. But he
range?
Is,
really?
Yeah. He is not considered one of the best shortstops in the game for whatever reason. He is, I don't know. When you look at defensive, when his rating It's always behind the smaller.
So according to Fangraph, how old is this? Oh, this is 17. Fangraph's had him as the third best defensive.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about now.
Behind Corey Seager and Francisco Lindor.
Listen, he is. I think he's spectacular. I think he's underrating. Here, shortstop defensive rankings 2021. Oh, this one, sortable major league fielding stats. Well, fielding percentage, he's number one. As far as major league stats
but that's
go.
Not, yeah.
But that's not his ratings. That's not his ratings. Positional rankings, Fangraphs. Yeah, we'll find it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. They got Carlos fourth. And they got Tatis makes two errors a game, but his range is ridiculous.
Well, but yeah, it depends on how much.
Well, this is positional power rankings with WAR. So,
Not the defensive.
That's not defensive. Fangraphs says, well, Tatis, yes. Is there anybody other than maybe Vlad Guerrero? Who would you, okay, how would you rank them? Acuna, Vlad, and Tatis. Who would you want on your team?
Probably Vlad. I'm too worried about Tatis. Well, so I'm just thinking right now about, I mean, Tatis's injuries. I would say maybe Vlad.
Probably Vlad.
Those are good. Those
ridiculous.
Are three good. I don't see how you go wrong.
It's ridiculous how good Vlad is.
Tatis kind of pulled some of the shine off Vlad, but Vlad is a monster. Vlad is an absolute monster. I'm going to find this 927. I'll find the defensive. Find the defensive numbers, and I'm curious to see where they have Carlos, because to me the range and the arm, and the arm really is what's key to me. The arm for Carlos Correa eliminates so many would be infield hits. It creates so many double plays. Like Carlos Correa's arm is a massive plus for him defensively.
Yeah, 927 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Got to get some insurance, Lance.
TJS Insurance gives you the chance to text the word money to 232323, and within seconds, you will have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And another question you're asking is, well, okay, how much will they save me? Well, you can find out very, very quickly. And if you want, you can decide to make the switch over to whoever TGS finds for you. TGS is not an insurance company. They aggregate A-rated insurance companies, and they basically find the lowest one to you for you, and they provide you the information. If you want to switch over, TGS will make it extremely easy, where they do all the heavy lifting, they get you set up, and then all you have to do is DocuSign, just a real quick, signature on a document through your computer, and you're good to go. It can happen that quickly. I switched over in a matter of the whole process. Once I decided to move forward with it, took about 45 minutes, and I was set to go. And you can do the same thing. You can be with a different homeowners insurance company that is giving you a fair rate as quickly as an hour with TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on the show. Your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
It's Frankie's birthday.
It's my anniversary. If you call my wife, she seems to think I forgot our anniversary. That seems to be, and is it forgetting your anniversary when you're trying to keep it a surprise?
Should we call her and wish her a happy anniversary?
Yeah, that's fine.
Del, you have Nicole's number?
I mean, she'll have a different narrative of how things went.
Del has Nicole's number.
I don't have her number.
Here.
Huh? I'm not Gilbert.
I'm not going
after guys' wives.
I'll share it now. See, here's the thing. She thinks that I'm just because I was trying to keep a secret.
The intern will.
Yeah, I was trying to. I have a big night planned, a day planned, and so I was trying to play cool when I woke up. Like,
or did
I'll be like, oh, that's no big deal. And in my mind, I've got this whole scheme planned up for all today. And then she's or like, now oh, you forgot. And now she ruins it because now I'm going to have to eventually tell her what some of the plans were. One of them was we're going to go to Riel and have a little food. And she'll be like, that was my idea. That's what she'll tell you. But have you ever heard of Inception where you create, like you plant the seed, you plant an idea.
Right.
And
well, that's something going to be special for us since you guys never do that.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so it was her quote unquote, her idea. She's like, why don't we go get something to eat on Tuesday? I think she thinks this is one of her whole big plan. Or maybe she started off just thinking, well, oh, surely
he knows the number so we can call her.
Well, I sent it to Dell.
Oh.
Didn't I?
You sent it. Oh, why don't you send it to the intern? Because you don't have the intern's number, maybe?
No. Sent it to Dell.
You got it, Dell? Okay, this probably should have been done during a break, but okay.
Well, you hit us with a surprise.
Well, no, you brought said it up. You were going to do it, and you forgot.
No, but then I decided I wasn't going to do it.
Oh.
And then you hit us with it, and now she's going to try to lie to you and tell you I forgot, which I clearly didn't.
No, obviously.
I told you.
No, obviously.
I told you this morning if I forgot what I told you.
So you're going to go to Riel,
I got other stuff planned.
You got other stuff planned?
Yeah, it's a secret. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not going to tell anybody. Some time.
So, well, like, what, like... I mean, it's going to be so unbelievably sweet
different
for her.
Different stuff, maybe Top Golf. Sounds like something
she
might like.
Well, it's going to be closed by the time you're done with dinner at Riel.
We'll go during the afternoon.
You're going to go to Top Golf this afternoon?
Thank God it's not Portland. Did you see what Portland was?
No.
Have you seen what's going on in the Pacific Northwest heat-wise?
Oh.
They've got what's called a heat dome, which it's a 1 in 7,000. It happens maybe once every 7,000 years. I read the explanation where it keeps excessive heat trapped in. It was 114 yesterday in Portland. They said that's the equivalent of it being 130 in Dallas.
Wow.
And 140 in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona, 140. Dallas would be 130. It's 114 in Portland. As Chris said, even people in all black Antifa wear, like, it's, you know what? Fascism can wait. It's just too hot for us to go outside and do stuff against fascism.
No, way too hot.
Yeah. She didn't answer.
Okay, good. It's best that way.
No, I wanted to talk to her.
No, it's just my...
About the wedded bliss.
My narrative stays, I gave her a secret. I have a secret, you know, anniversary planned. She doesn't know what it is. Some would say, I don't know what it is, but I do. In my mind, I've got some plans. One of them involves maybe driving and playing cards somewhere. Prime. Maybe she'd like to go to Prime and play
poker.
Do
you think she possibly would like to go to Prime and play cards?
She sat next to me before in Vegas when I played one of those terrible table games.
You think sitting next to you in Vegas is the equivalent of driving up Westheimer? You know, Vegas has an ambiance. Prime is a great place.
We live close to Prime.
Understood, but you think it's the same?
It's shorter distance to get to.
I was at the Stardust at the time. I'd tell you Prime is much nicer than Stardust.
But at least she had
That is true.
That's true.
That is way true.
But at least she had the appeal of leaving and still being in Vegas. You think on her anniversary, taking her to Prime is the way to go?
Well, here's the thing.
Text her and tell her to answer the phone.
That was in 2004 or 2003. When we were in Vegas.
When she liked you better?
We were married for a year.
And she liked you better.
Yeah, she liked you a lot better then.
I don't know. We weren't even married. Wait. When we got married then. Yeah, we had been married for a year. So, she doesn't do things now that she did then. We can't even watch a show together.
Well, she doesn't do a lot of things she used to do.
Thanks for that, Don.
Everyone had that thought, but you were the one who had to say it.
But the idea of watching, like, just, hey, you should watch this show with me. I just want to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the ruination of radio? Thanks. Mm. That's awesome. Appreciate it. Why don't I actively listen to podcasts? Oh, I'm going to actively try to kill the Catholic Church for you. How about that? Is that equal? Is that fair and equal? Mm. Yeah, she listens like 6 podcasts a week.
Wasn't she a lawyer?
Why she runs?
She runs. She can listen to radio when you
what
run.
What podcast does she listen to?
She used to listen to mine when me and Eric Layton were doing them, and we're going to start back up into July. But she listens to all kinds.
Yeah, I listen to them. They're great.
Dell does, too. Dell's a little podcast boy. She's a podcast girl. Whoa. You're a podcast boy.
Who are you, Phil Jackson?
Wow, Phil
Jackson. Just call me a boy? Who are you?
Sometimes when the podcast go in your ears, your attention span is less. Your group of society, your, the podcast people.
Yeah. I mean, your wife has a background of being a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
The equivalent would be if she
decided
to take down the NFL and she sued them. That would show how much she hated
you. Trying to take down the NFL network.
That would show how much she hated you.
Lance, good news. It looks like we're going to take down the NFL network. Hey, I work here. What are you doing?
If
she started working for the XFL.
It's just an opportunity missed, her not being on this show.
She won't answer the phone.
You know what?
I think it's best. Last time
Wasn't Body supposed to bring fun facts to the show, too? On a regular basis or something? What was it that Madi gave us that one time?
I don't know. Was she reciting Bible verses?
She was reciting like every geography of Africa.
Oh, that's right.
All the countries in Africa.
All the countries
in Africa. The geography of every African country.
She was supposed to bring fun facts to the show, too. Your family doesn't do anything for the show. Frankie is constant content.
Well, but she's not doing anything.
Steffi came on the show.
Steffi came on the show. That's true.
Yeah. JT has been an intern here and been on the show.
When was he an intern?
JT was.
How long ago?
When he was at Rice. He came.
Oh, before I
oh,
was
no,
back.
No, no, no. It was high school. He was in high school. He was an intern.
How long?
For the summer. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, that's what
he
you're...
He did next to you, nothing. His running back came, too, and Jake, and they were terrible.
That's what your family does.
And what about Frankie's friend Juju or Juby?
Juby.
She didn't do anything.
She showed up one time.
Yeah, one day.
Well, the Granados are grinding here at the station.
Yeah, they're
Frankie would come in. She and Virginia. I mean, they got here late, about 9, interns. And then said, "Dad, we're hungry. Can we go get something to eat?" Yeah, here's some money.
I hated the days when anyone who was associated with you was an intern. It just meant extra work for me.
Oh, speaking of which.
No more.
Tyler Higbee.
Oh, him. Okay.
Who was a great intern
here.
Yeah,
he's good.
He signed with the Edmonton Elks.
Edmonton Elks. They changed from Eskimos.
That's what I, when he said Elks, I said, what league is that?
You can't call
them. He goes, CFL. I go, they're not the Elks.
Now
they changed from the Eskimos.
You can't be that anymore.
Why can't you be an Eskimo anymore?
Because it's not a name.
What about being an Eskimo brother?
Who?
Ooh. You mean Earl?
Delete that.
You mean like the actual
tweet?
You mean like the actual Thomas brothers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they're Eskimo brothers too?
Right? Well, at the same time.
Yeah.
The actual Thomas brothers. By the way, just to clean up something, I'm looking at Carlos Correa's DRS, which is a defensive total DRS, run saved, above average. So in these numbers, according to Fangraphs, a Gold Glove caliber will have a DRS of plus 15. Now, I'm assuming this goes on as the season progresses, the number. Great is plus 10, above average is plus 5. Carlos has been as high as plus 11 in 18. He was 10 in 17. He was 9. And last year he was 7, but once again, I think that's relative to, I think the number will continue, because this year he's at 6, but that number is going to rise just like War will as the season progresses. So they're going to view him, it looks like, when he's healthy around a 10, which is great, which is a great,
yeah.
A plus 10 is considered Gold Glover is plus 15.
Yeah, this shortstop era, though, is really good. With the Trey Turners, with the Corey Seegers, with the Lindors, with the Trevor Stories, with the
Trey Turner he's quite a witch defensively.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I said. I think wherever I've seen, Carlos has been in the 6 or 7 range as far as best shortstops defensively in the game.
Golly, man, that's like saying you're the 6th best scorer in the NBA. Well, that means you're a damn good scorer then, because there's a billion good scorers.
Right, because there's a lot of good shortstops right now.
Advanced fielding, DRS. No.
And including Bichette.
Your boy Trey Turner. Let me make sure. Because your boy Trey Turner, I'm not sure that his numbers are all that great either.
No.
It means, plus 8. 1 year, he's not as good as Carlos Correa is. And who was your other one?
Lindor.
All right. Let's see about the great Francisco Lindor, who got paid all that money, ruined our chances here in Houston. Between Tatis and Lindor, they ruined
our
chances.
Tatis is awful defensively.
No, but we were going to keep Carlos, I think.
Yeah.
And they ruined it. Their agents ruined it for everybody because they wouldn't take a hometown discount like you want for Justin.
Yeah. Justin Berlander. Well, Justin has made $66 million for one start. Never. It's about damn time Justin paid a little back to
Never,
this community.
Ever has Lindor scored as high as Carlos Correa. He doesn't have one single double-digit DRS, defensive run saved. Carlos has a 10 and 11. I don't know who these great defensive shortstops.
I'm telling you.
I'm going off of just defensive run saved, by the way. That's the
only
thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing you're going off of. Well, I'll tell you this.
Above average.
DRS right now, J.P. Crawford, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa are both ahead of Carlos in DRS.
Those guys are ballers, too.
Yeah.
Nobody's better than
Kiner. Well, J.P. Crawford won the Gold Glove.
Yeah, that's great. What's he hit?
We're just talking about the defensive side.
I don't want an Adam Everett. I've had enough Adam Everett.
Wait, J.P. Crawford's not an Adam Everett. After he's a decent
How
hitter.
How is he?
He's a decent hitter.
Just pull up his career numbers.
His average is his career. No, career J.P. OPS. Crawford is pretty damn good. He's
what's his OPS?
His OPS right now, I don't know.
738.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
No. Oh, wow, great.
281 average.
His
five
career
homers.
OPS is 698. Wow, what a slugger. Another Giovanni Meyer.
Didn't say he was a slugger.
What's wrong with you?
Another Giovanni Meyer.
What about Bogarts? Where's Bogarts?
why do we lead the league in slappy shortstop? That was the saddest era of Astros baseball to me. We followed up a Tim Bogart with an Adam Everett. Or I don't remember the order that they came
in.
Yeah,
that would have been.
We followed up a Bogart with an Everett, and in the middle of that drafted a Giovanni Meyer, who was a light-hitting shortstop in the first round.
Yeah.
A light-hitting shortstop from Major League Baseball. I mean, from the college baseball. Or no, he was a high schooler. A light-hitting high school shortstop.
Because that's what we do.
Who doesn't hit 500 in high school?
Who wants a Carlos Correa that's going to do all this OPS stuff?
We had slappy on top of slappy on top. What a sad time to be an Astros fan. That was the worst. Having those teams where you're like, is there a cool guy? Do we have any cool players on the team? Who are the cool players for the Astros then?
Name
Sean
the cool Chacon. Astros. Sean Chacon.
No, not the guy that tried to kill the general
GM.
Manager over
that wasn't cool.
That wasn't
over
cool.
Over a Dove bar.
Well,
who was cool?
Those things are good.
Yeah.
In a hillbilly way, Roy Oswalt was cool.
Berkman.
Berkman's cool.
Not cool.
I mean, there's, I call Lance a lot of things.
Guys gave that to him.
Lima was cool.
No. That was past Lima. I'm into the 2000. I'm into like 2003 to 2007. Who were the cool guys? Bagwell, Biggio aren't cool necessarily.
Well, they were done by then.
No, Bagwell and Biggio weren't done in 2003,
2007.
Biggio played for all the return.
2005?
You keep forgetting.
Yeah. No.
Remember they had Biggio celebrity. He was still playing here.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm just looking.
Jeff Blum was cool.
I guess. He
had blue hair.
When that was he on the team?
Craig Biggio was still playing in 2007.
Willie Taveras, was he cool?
Willie Taveras was cool. Glenn Barker was cool.
Willie Taveras was cool because he had a 21-game hitting streak with all infield hits.
Yeah.
It's like, wow,
he was
this
the
guy.
The world's fastest man.
And then, no, it was shortstop that got in trouble. Yeah, Willie Taveras was, well, he was different. He was a Dominican player. He was a Latin American player.
Oh my, on the Astros?
Yeah, back then, it was hard to find.
Jeff Kent?
Cool. Super cool.
Not cool.
Nobody's
Sean
cooler.
Barry.
Oh, man. The coolest. Dan Maselli, Sean Barry. Morgan Ensberg. Man, Morgan was. All the kids wanted to be Ensberg. Shaner.
He hit 25.
What about a guy nicknamed the Shaner?
The Shaner. I see the Shaner all the time at Wildcat.
See, I thought Mike Hampton was kind of cool.
Mike?
Once again, Hampton was already gone by once you got too far in. But. Yeah. But, I just think once you got into, like, 2000.
Who's like, cool now?
Like, Minute Maid Park / Enron Astros, there wasn't a lot of cool factor.
Who's doing. Cool now?
Oh, my God. Altuve doing his dances in the dugout. I would say Carlos Correa is cool. Bregman. I would say Uncle Mike.
Hank Conger.
Uncle Mike was cool. Yeah. Hank was cool.
He was cool.
In his way, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Uncle Mike. They have a lot of cool players now.
Springer was cool.
I think Bregman's weird because he's kind of douchey.
Is he,
like he's kind of douchey or sort of stuff.
What do you say? No, he's a little sensitive. He's a little sensitive.
He does things
prickly,
that are...
Prickly, I would call him.
But
prickly is a good word.
I think Justin Verlander's cool.
Verlander's pretty cool.
I think Zach in his own way is like, he's Zach Greinke cool.
Oh, he's very cool.
Yeah. Zach Greinke is like, doesn't want to be cool, doesn't know he's cool. You don't know he's cool, but trust me, Zach Greinke's cool.
Yeah, Zach Greinke's very cool.
You know what else
cool,
is?
Cool, aloof.
Belak is cool.
No, stop.
Seems like you've gone too far.
Yeah, now you've ruined everything.
Was Tony Sipp cool?
947.
Of course, Tony Sipp cool?
Yeah.
Him and Tony Kemp were cool.
Both the tones. Let's take a break. 947 ESPN, 97.5
and 92.5. Yeah, because Tony Kemp would jump up and you'd have to hug him. They did the fun. Was Tyler Wright? Tyler Wright was, he's kind of chubby guy cool at one point.
What else was cool?
No.
White power!
Context, please. What else was cool? White power is what he
says. That's true. Take a break.
You and Phil Jackson think so.
This is ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Leaking over in the cool factor. Art tried to make a joke and say Stromy is cool.
Stromy is cool.
So, nice try. That backfired on you.
Yeah.
Now, of those teams, if we're going cool Astros, I'm going to throw names at you. I'm going to go head-to-head challenges. Ready? Houston sports, all time. Let's start off with Bagwell versus Biggio.
Cooler Bagwell.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most people don't probably know realize that, but it's Bagwell. Bagwell's a big favorite in the cool department.
Bags like to do stuff before he got clean.
Just like the dual stuff doesn't make you cool, John. Easy. Just because you...
No, but like, no, that locker room thought Bags was cool.
Isn't that awesome, though, that Jeff Bagwell's cleaned it up so much? Like, it was not good.
No, it wasn't for a while. But he's better. Publicly, he's much better now.
But, he was on the air.
He looked great, too, on the air.
I saw him 3 years ago, and
no, he was hurting.
I bought him tried to buy him a bottle of wine or champagne or whatever after he got in the Hall of Fame, and it was a year after... And he said, no, I'm not drinking. He came back to the table. No, he's not drinking. But I'll take a dessert. So I bought him a dessert. And he and his wife came over to talk. And I mean, I was so happy. He was so unbelievably lucid. And I don't say that. I'm not trying to make light. I'm like super proud that Jeff Bagwell got it together. He was really, we're not in great shape.
No.
He was not in great shape. You know that. I don't think it's a secret. And Jeff has really gotten it together. Looks great. People who see him all the time say, man, he's in the best. He's doing phenomenal. So I'm really happy that Jeff has found happiness. He was a guy who was like, he had a rough go of it, man. His relationships were tough and some stuff kind of played out in public and it was bad. And I'm really happy that Jeff is doing so well. All right. How about this? Cool factor. Yao Ming versus James Harden.
James.
Okay.
No.
Although Yao, they say, had a secretly great sense of humor. Probably James. And cool can be subjective. Adam Everett versus Tim Bogard. I don't even know what swings it for.
I don't know how to answer.
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
I would go Everett.
Okay. Mike Lamb versus Luke Scott.
Luke Scott? Crusher, yes.
Okay, Luke Scott
although versus... Mike Lamb, I heard him telling his story last week about how even Lance Berkman's... Did you hear this?
No.
He was walking out of the locker room, you know, down the tunnel at Minute Maid, and Lance Berkman's mom thought it was Lance Berkman. That's how much Mike Lamb looked like.
Oh, that's right. You did talk about that. Yeah. That was Mike Lamb?
Mike Lamb.
All right. How about this one?
But Luke Scott is by far. I mean, all the stuff he tweets now,
ready?
He's nuts.
Altuve versus Springer. Cool factor.
Springer.
You think?
Yeah.
I think Springer's likable. I think Altuve's got a little more cool. But that one's a tough one for me.
No.
Verlander versus Nolan Ryan.
Home's pretty cool, though. That's a tough one.
It's a very tough one.
Does it make you ultimately cool if you're dating a eventually marry a supermodel?
Yeah, I guess it's Verlander.
Nolan beat up a
Verlander. That's a tough category, but Verlander wins.
Okay, how about this? Deshaun Watson, Warren Moon.
Ooh, hey. They both have their...
Well, they're both quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks of the Houston teams. I know. Well, you're going to have to make your decision on that one. I'm not factoring in the off-the-field stuff, but I guess, maybe you have to.
I'm going to tell you this. It's Warren Moon. He's got a much better personality than Deshaun does.
Okay. Andre Hopkins. I think most people would... Well, it's more recency, but I think most people would say Deshaun Watson.
Warren and you know Deshaun, Warren is...
What about on first downs where he points his arm like that?
Did Warren have the slime?
Did he do slime?
Warren probably doesn't even know what that is.
Okay. Well, how can he be cool then?
How about this? How about, this is a tough one. Andre Johnson, maybe it's not. Andre Johnson versus DeAndre Hopkins. I actually don't think
so. I know that's better. Drip.
Andre Johnson versus DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, it's DeAndre.
Ooh, I think it's Andre. I think Andre's quiet, cool. I think
DeAndre has a purse and a little dog.
That doesn't make him cool.
He's got
cool.
drip, though. Well, yeah, if he's got drip, okay, I'm cool.
Okay, well, I'm interested. Maybe I'm wrong on this. Hurry up before I get off the air. 713-780-3776. Just five people randomly. Andre Johnson versus DeAndre Hopkins. Cool factor. To me, Dre didn't say a whole lot. He whooped Courtland Finnegan's ass. He was like, Dre didn't have to say stuff, and he was still
Dre had
the
a
dude.
House in Bel Air. Okay,
so?
It was... DeAndre Hopkins still owns a house downtown that gets constantly called by the police because
that's
it's
cool.
It's no, yeah, that's because cool. there's a it's party all the
that
time.
That doesn't make him cool.
DeAndre
that,
Hopkins.
Have you noticed that all of his cool involves like partying and drinking? And well, if police are called,
well, yeah. you're cool.
Yeah,
is,
I'm telling you, you
cool
would much rather hang out with DeAndre Hopkins than you would Andre.
Disagree.
Johnson. No.
Disagree.
Yeah.
You better.
Yeah. And, by the way,
you better dig into all the
Andre
stories.
Johnson. You can't even hear him. Hey, Andre, could you speak up?
Andre Johnson is cool as... Andre is
he's
cool as
He's
dude.
Quiet and stoic. I don't know if he's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Am
no,
I wrong
that's
on
not
this
cool.
One?
That's not cool.
You don't have to be a loud talker and drink. Listen, you're judging everything about whether or not they would hang out with you.
Party.
And Yanni and
D-Hop
all that stuff.
Is much cooler. He's got a purse.
Thank you.
Wow. I never thought John would say that, but that's what happened.
I'm inclusive. Thank you. You're not.
Cuff and Tim.
You just want guys that wear pants all the time.
Cuff and Tim wants us to stop this. Dell, stop this stupid conversation.
Cuff
so.
Fan, is that Gibson? Is that his name?
Yeah,
that dude does not like a lot of the content coming from Lance. I've noticed he'll tweet at me and go, hey, can you shut Lance up?
I'm like, I know. Cuff and Tim has gotten where he hates me.
I'm like, what do you mean?
We were friends for a long time, but I mean, he's... He's
old now.
I think it's been
Cuff Van Tim has turned.
He's talking about Bob Avellini and Gary Huff from Chicago. He's old now. He's like an old man standing on his lawn.
He hit me up like two or three times.
Get off my lawn.
Two or three times last week going, hey, stop it. Stop Lance from doing this. Like,
can
I
you
can't
get
stop
a,
Lance from doing
this. Does Andre Johnson have a bunch of baby mamas like D-Hop?
I don't know that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm actually saying I don't know.
I don't know, cool? But D-Hop does. That's why he had to go. Beat it.
Art's asking, who's cooler, JG or LZ?
Oh, me.
Are you allowed to answer that question?
Me.
Oh,
way
here's
cooler.
Somebody who met, Nikki said, I met both. D-Hop was so much nicer, he wins. But Hop was also probably nice to you. You know why.
That's
what? Maybe Andre wasn't trying to shoot a shot.
How do you, what? He can, well,
D-Hop, I'm just saying,
cool.
Nikki is.
That's not cool.
D-Hop can't just
you
be
know what's
nice.
Cool? Shoot
Nikki
a shot.
Looks good. I mean, I'm just saying, probably D-Hop is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
D-Hop and maybe Andre's like, I'm good. I don't, you know.
Yeah, but that's not cool. Nikki, okay, shoot your shot. That's cool. Shooting your shot is cool.
Is it?
I don't know. So
it depends on how you shoot your shot. It's not always cool.
D-Hop's, there's a party around D-Hop, okay?
Let's be clear. You didn't feel like Lamar Odom was cool.
No, F Lamar Odom.
he was shooting too, and that was cool.
Although he's pretty cool. Well, I mean, dude.
He? Yeah, but stop bricking.
Nearly dying. From-
Dude's, yeah. Dude, really, he did a lot of stuff in his life now. He's
he
cool.
I don't know.
And a lot of stuff in his life. Now, I didn't want him trying to do it with Wendy.
Yeah, I'm saying shooting your shot is not always cool.
No, not when your husband's
sitting
right next
to
you. That's right.
You still have beef with Joey Votto, and he didn't even do anything to Wendy.
I know.
It was a dream.
F Joey Votto, too, by the way.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
That's for Joey Votto and Lance.
I heard that. All right, taking a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, me and Dell, bringing it home. Next hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.